Next up, Desiree Hellegers speaks with health professionals, organizers, and concerned community members who testified at Wendy's FSEC hearing in Vancouver about the anticipated health impacts of airborne emissions from proposed Tesoro Savage oil terminal. The segment begins with Dan Sears, conservation director for the Columbia Riverkeeper.
Has heard an earful already from doctors, from longshoremen, from local businesses, from students who are very, very concerned that the toxic air pollution from this project will add to the already unacceptable risk of dangerous oil trains coming through. Over the coming months, we will certainly be ratcheting up the visibility of this decision. Governor Inslee is viewed as a leader on climate. He has expressed grave concerns about oil trains and their safety, and so we are asking him to use common sense and to reject this permit. You know, what we're hearing today is some of the finer points of why diesel pollution from trains and why volatile organic compounds from this very volatile form of oil would harm the health of people in Vancouver. It would be unacceptable if that were the only issue, but we know there's more. We know that the oil trains themselves pose a completely unacceptable risk to those who live near the tracks. And we were just this last weekend in Mosier to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the derailment and fire there. And so that hangs heavy over this process. I think everyone is aware in the wake of Mosier that it would be very counterintuitive, hard to believe even, that Governor Inslee could look at this set of facts and approve this project.
My name is Peter Cornelison. I'm a Hood River City Council member. Hood River has joined a number of communities up and down the gorge in opposing oil by rail transport. The one-year anniversary of the Mosier derailment was on Saturday, and it really brought home the fact that we're all at risk, both sides of the river, from these dangerous oil trains. The Oregonian did a front-page story on it several years ago, comparing the gorge air quality at certain times of the year to air in the LA Basin or the East Coast, air that's really not healthy to breathe. And this particular facility would add air pollution from diesel trains transporting the oil, plus 34 tons of volatile organic compounds, VOCs, to the local Vancouver air.
But you're definitely going to feel those impacts up in Hood River as well.
I think we will, yes. One concern that doesn't get talked about a whole lot is the potential for water pollution with the train tracks running right next to the Columbia. If a train derailed and some of the cars and oil fell into the Columbia, it could cause a major catastrophe, especially because the tar sand oil sinks. It doesn't float, so it's very difficult to remove. If it happened at one of the Columbia River dams, the Dalles Dam, the Bonneville Dam, it could destroy the fish ladders and close the dam for an undetermined amount of time. That concern actually came from the Army Corps of Engineers. The gorge communities get nothing out of these oil trains. Vancouver Energy is touting 100 to 300 jobs, but that pales in comparison to the new waterfront development that the city of Vancouver is proposing and going ahead with, which would be thousands of jobs.
My name is Melanie Plout. I'm an obstetrician, and I practiced in Vancouver for almost 30 years. I delivered babies at Southwest Washington Hospital. During my career, I was particularly interested in the problem of preterm birth. Babies who are born premature have a risk of lifetime disability and death. And so really this is the reason that an obstetrician gets up in the morning, is to try to prevent preterm birth. So when a recent article came out showing that fine particulate matter, otherwise known as PM2.5, increases the risk of preterm birth, I was naturally interested. We don't really have time to go into it in detail here today, but there were a couple of examples that I thought were interesting. For instance, during the Beijing Olympics, when they cut back on many of their local sources of pollution, reproductive adverse events went down. And there was a steel plant in Utah. When it shut down, preterm birth rates fell, and when it reopened, the rates went back up again. The implication for this project is that the oil trains and the marine vessels will be emitting more fine particulate matter and potentially causing an increased risk of preterm birth in the area around the facility and all up and down the Columbia Gorge where these trains will be running. So for that reason, I'm strongly opposed to this project.
So we've heard a lot today about, you know, this project bringing in living wage jobs. Who is actually going to bear the cost of the unequally born particulate matter and the medical issues associated with it?
Yeah, it's obviously all of us, but those issues tend to impact communities that have to live near facilities or rail lines, which is often low-income people. So there really is an unfair burden on those communities from these projects.
Dr. Patsy Kohlberg, who is also the Old Moles engineer, just testified a few minutes ago. What was your former title before you retired?
Medical director and assistant health officer, Multnomah County Health Department. I think the main point that I was trying to make was that the environmental impact statement itself is a flawed document because they relied wholly on Tesoro's own data and modeling. And the few people that I've read who have tried to independently evaluate that data, they can't come up, for example, with the same results that Tesoro comes up with. But beyond that, there are just a whole host of issues that they simply have not taken into account. For example, the secondary production of formaldehyde in the ambient air. So there's a whole big problem with the EIS that people think is a perfect document, and it's far from that. And then the other issue I didn't get to talk about is that the facility will be located near a low-income community, which is Fruit Valley, and that has disproportionately larger share of kids, and there's also the county jail that is there, so there are going to be inmates who are involuntarily exposed, and the risks are not trivial when you talk particularly about respiratory disorders, but also about the carcinogens. No one, I don't think even Tesoro disputes that there are going to be some carcinogens that are going to be emitted into the air at this facility, and people don't understand there is no safe level of exposure to carcinogens. That is cumulative, and it simply cannot be said to be safe. The people who are going to profit from this is largely just the fossil fuel industry. I actually don't believe that workers in Vancouver are going to profit, particularly that there are going to be all these jobs. I think that this is going to create a lot of problem for the development that they're trying to do of their river side there. And I think
it's actually being built at the cost of far more reliable sources of regional jobs that don't have this environmental impact.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot of dispute over how many jobs are going to be won or lost, and the people who claim that there are going to be a lot of jobs, I think, take a very narrow view without looking at the total economy in the region and its impact.
We're also looking at a corporation that had a major explosion at their Anacortes facility in 2010 in which 7 workers died.
Tesoro is not a good corporate actor, unfortunately.
You just testified a couple minutes ago, and I'm wondering if you would mind just rereading your testimony.
Not at all. Sally Hart.
Thank you, Sally. And you live?
In Vancouver, yeah.
Thank you.
My son suffered immensely and died from a very rare bone cancer because his father, my ex-husband, was exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam. Now, I know this isn't Agent Orange, but we have scientific proof that many of these chemicals are toxic to people. It's repugnant that you, if you approve this permit, we'll be gambling with our lives, your lives, and health, or lack of it, and the lives of our offspring. I figure it's a good litmus test. A good litmus test would be, if you think it's safe, would you be willing to live within 3 blocks of Tesoro's proposed oil terminal? Nobody answered. Let's stop pretending that these jobs are worth throwing one person into this sacrificial volcano that is the Tesoro oil terminal.
Vancouver activist Don Steinke spoke outside during a break in the hearing.
Don Orange and I, Anna Lona, went to a public hearing a year ago in Portland to demand that EPA clean up the Willamette River Do we have to sue EPA to clean up the Willamette River?
Yes.
Well, now the question is, are we going to have to sue EFSEC and Southwest Clean Air Agency to clean up the air that Tesoro pollutes? The first thing that will happen is SWACA will say, we don't know who did it. And Tesoro will say, it wasn't us. It might have been the natural gas company. The natural gas companies might say, "Why, it wasn't us, it was the Vancouver Steel place or the asphalt place." It takes them years to find out who even did it, and then they enter a memorandum of understanding that says, you can keep on doing this until you finally figure out what to do to solve it. And so in the meantime, people are suffering from this pollution for years and years. In the case of Hayden Island, it's been 18 years and still no action. So Governor Inslee, you need to keep it in the ground. Turn the trains around. Governor Inslee, don't make your clean air plan into a clean air sham. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
MC Cecile Gernaz from the Seattle office of the Sierra Club.
Yeah, we're all here today fighting for our ability to breathe. We're all here today fighting for a livable climate. Not just future generations, but my generation. This is happening now. And our not President Trump is trying to pull us out of the Paris Accord, which it took decades for the UN to get every country to sign on to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And just like that, the U.S. is out. Now, we are fortunate enough to live in a state where our governor immediately created a coalition of governors who will stick to the Paris Accords. Will not mean anything unless he acts on it.
Yeah.
That's right. So when our climate is under attack, what do? All right. So when our climate is under attack, Governor Inslee?
This has been Desiree Helligers for the Old Mole Variety Hour.